A United Nations official this morning condemned Australia's intervention program for Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory, saying it breaches the nation's international obligations. Professor James Anaya is the UN Special Rapporteur on Indigenous People. He visited a number of Aboriginal communities in the Territory last year, and his report into Indigenous human rights and freedoms in Australia will be released next month. But today he released his findings on the Northern Territory intervention, and he spoke about them to Alexandra Cook.
This was of central concern to Indigenous people that I talked with throughout Australia, including Indigenous people outside of the Northern Territory. They repeatedly expressed their concern about the NTR, the stigmatizing effect on it, the way they felt it in many ways demeaned them, undermined basic dignity. There were some that I talked to that were supportive in general terms about the NTR. We're not specifically supportive of the particular provisions that have been signaled as being problematic, but we're in general supportive of the NTR. But overwhelmingly, people were very negative about the NTR. It really was striking, I must say.
To what extent do you believe the existing Northern Territory intervention breaches Australia's international obligations?
Well, I point out in my report that in several respects, particularly concerning income management, the quarantining of benefits, bans on alcohol, pornography, which stigmatize and are targeted at Indigenous communities, the compulsory leases and other specific measures that limit Aboriginal people and certain rights and freedoms having to do with individual autonomy, self-determination. These aspects that specifically target Aboriginal communities and that limit their rights in this way.
So pretty well the whole of the Northern Territory intervention.
Not the whole of it, because certain aspects actually provide significant funding that for programs that assist them, that benefits them without limiting certain rights. But these aspects in particular are limiting and are discriminatory in the way that I've identified them.
And which international obligations do you think they breach?
Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And I like to characterize the NTR as being not fully compatible with Australia's human rights obligations. I'm not myself signaling international responsibility for a breach, although that might be an implication. But I'm trying to be forward-looking and saying, as the government itself has, that certain reforms need to be made to bring the measures in line with international human rights obligations that the state of Australia has.
The government, since your visit, has engaged in a broad consultation process. It is pledging to reinstate the Racial Discrimination Act and make a number of changes to the intervention. For example, targeting the income management, saying that that is not going to be based on race. The alcohol restrictions will be changed to meet individual needs of communities, and that communities will be able to ask for pornography bans to be lifted if they wish. In those circumstances, would the Northern Territory intervention, the revised form of it, conform then with Australia's international obligations?
Well, first of all, I think it's a very positive development for the government to be introducing reforms to commit to lifting the suspension of the Racial Discrimination Act, or in other words, reinstating the Racial Discrimination Act. These are positive steps, but they're not yet completed. And so I need to wait to see what in the end has been accomplished. I've tried to provide some guidance on what needs to be done, but in the end, it will depend on what Parliament ultimately adopts. I understand that there is ongoing debate about the particular proposals that the government has made. Some interpret those proposals differently, not so positively perhaps as you've described them. And so we'll have to see in the end what specific reforms are made.
Do you think that your examination of the Northern Territory intervention has propelled the government into action?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I think that there are a number of factors that have done that, and most among them has been the voices of Indigenous peoples themselves.
As UN Special Rapporteur on human rights and fundamental freedoms of Indigenous people, how do you regard the Northern Territory emergency intervention compared to what other countries are doing around the rest of the world? Is it unique or is it very similar to what other countries are doing?
It's quite unique. We see measures put in place to assist Indigenous communities in a number of countries, but I'm hard-pressed to think of one where it's the kind of measures put in place like this that are extremes that are impair basic freedoms that stigmatize, or at least perceived by Indigenous peoples as being stigmatizing upon them, and that are carried out without any consultation or consent with them. And I'm talking about the original NTR. I'm not talking about the reforms that are not being made. So in that respect, it's quite unique and, I must say, striking.
That's Professor James Anaya, the UN Special Rapporteur on Indigenous People. He was speaking to Alexandra Kirk.